Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is one of the newest commissioners across the CJHL. We're pleased to be joined by Manitoba Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Surrett. Kevin, welcome to the show in a time where things are just going crazy right across the country right now.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah, you said it. It's not a very fun time, and it's a very serious time, you know, right across Canada, and especially in Manitoba. The cases have really began to rise significantly over the last 2 weeks, and it's very challenging for everyone in the province right now.
You were up and playing, just to bring everybody else across the country up to date with what's going on. You were up and playing in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. You were actually scheduled for a break coming up on the weekend as it is, but now with the province shut down, do you have any sense of how long this shutdown is going to last and how long you're going to have to be able to keep your guys off the ice?
Well, it looks like it's going to be at least a month. So, you know, our province has been going about it in 2 week periods, which, you know, they stipulate as the incubation period for COVID-19. And it looks like that it's going to be at least two incubation periods. So, you know, really it's 30 days at minimum that our province is going to be shut down, you know, which includes, you know, all sporting activities, recreation facilities, arenas, really, it's almost going back to where we were in March with, you know, non-essential travel is highly not recommended. People are expected to just stay within their own households for the time being. And yeah, quite honestly, it's been very challenging, and throughout our province, COVID-19 has really taken a grip on everything. So obviously hockey is a minor issue with everything that's going on, but it does obviously, you know, impact our league significantly at the current time.
You took over the Manitoba Junior Hockey League commissioner duties from Kim Davis, who had held the position for 18 years. Your timing is pretty wild for you, my friend, because you thought maybe I'd be able to slide into this job. Kim left this thing in good hands. And what's it been like for you in the transition, and then specifically in the timing surrounding the pandemic?
Yeah, Kim had pretty good foresight to build step away right when to step away when he did. So, you know, I've mentioned that to him a few times over the last few months, but it's just been like everyone, you know, it's very unprecedented times, and you try to move forward very cautiously and responsibly. You know, even from throughout the summer, working on our return to play protocols and having those approved and moving forward with, you know, development camps in early September to main camps and full contact on September 18th, to exhibition season with you know, full contact games late September. And then we started our regular season on October 9th, which we've been operating for 5 weeks now, is, you know, within our regular season. And yeah, it's been very challenging, but it's also been very rewarding. I know, you know, from my aspect, you know, all the work was done to put the plan in place, but really the work to execute the plan falls solely on the teams and the players and the facilities and the staff. And they have done an absolutely amazing job throughout this process. You know, the countless hours, the expectations that have been put on everyone to move forward in a safe, responsible and structured environment. You know, really we couldn't do it without everyone involved in those organizations really buying into the process. And it has been a very positive season to date. You know, we've had very little impact by COVID-19 within our league. We've had, you know, the league is the most skilled it ever has been at this current time. There's a lot of young prospects all throughout the league playing amazing hockey. And with the attendance that we have been allowed to have, you know, the fans have been very excited and very supportive to watch our level of hockey throughout. So in that sense, it's been very positive. I can't thank everyone in our league enough for executing the plan that's been put in place. And obviously moving into now with the province going into code red, you know, we have a board of governors meeting today, just how we're going to address our season schedule moving forward and what our next steps are with a month lockdown, you know, coming up.
We're in conversation with Manitoba Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Surratt. Kevin, I want to talk about your past and the effect that can have on your role now as commissioner and the message really it sends to your players in terms of options. You spent time in the WHL with the Regina Pats. You played at the University of Manitoba for 5 seasons. You played 9 years professionally in the ECHL, AHL, all over Europe. How important was that for you as a background, walking into this league, to be able to tell your players inside the league? And I know lately you guys have been making headlines right across the CJHL in terms of sending guys to the NHL. But the fact that there are multiple options of directions you can take when you showcase your skills in a league like this.
Yeah, I definitely, from my perspective of being a recently, graduated hockey player at the pro level, and with my experience, I probably have more of a hands-on hockey side approach than maybe other commissioners, just because I am recently have left the game as a player. The biggest thing that I've stressed to players when I do team presentations or prospect camp presentations, or even in any communication, is just really the focus is we want elite athletes coming in. We want to provide them with an amazing development opportunity on and off the ice. And whatever option they're looking towards, whatever route they want to play, quite honestly, it's the bigger thing is just you have to do everything you can to get to that level, and you have to be dedicated. You have to put in the time and you have to be motivated, because there's hundreds of players, thousands of players across North America and Europe that want the same thing. And I think over the past few years, that message has been really been getting through to all the players in our league. And we see ourselves as a league that's very much on the rise in the scope of the hockey world and junior hockey. And you can even see with the players, with their training habits now, and, from 4, 5, 6 years ago to now, when I see the players off the ice, they look like elite athletes. And that's been a huge step in our league, is just the drive and motivation and players looking at the MJHL as a first or second option, and instead of maybe a second or third option in years past. So that's just the biggest message. And I think it helps with me having a strong hockey background, that, from the player's standpoint, they know I've been through it all. You mentioned the levels I've played, it's pretty unique, because I played in the SJHL. So I've played Junior A Hockey, Western Hockey League, University of Manitoba, East Coast Hockey League, American Hockey League in Europe. So I've almost, my path is pretty unique, and I've almost seen every level. So it's fun for me, though. I really enjoy it. And that's kind of the stamp that I've tried to put on the league since I, joined 4.5 years ago.
And something I want to point out is the fact that you can go up to kids and say, yeah, you can continue your education while you're playing, because you did it when you were playing in Ireland for the Belfast Giants. You finished your Master of Business Administration while you were doing that. How important was it for you to keep your education going? And how does that help you to communicate that to kids now?
Yeah, for me personally, it was important. I was coming to the end of my career. And I think once you get into your, early to mid 30s as a professional hockey player, you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I wanted to make sure that I was preparing myself as much as I could for the next step. And I knew I wanted to work in hockey. So, to have an MBA was something that I was really driven to have, to really give me the skills and resources and business acumen to go after jobs like I'm in right now. I can say that year was a long year, to be honest. I did it in a 12-month period while playing professional hockey and with a 2-year-old daughter at home. So there was a lot of long nights but it was definitely worth it. And that's just the message too, is that for our players, hockey provides amazing opportunities both on and off the ice. And, for me, hockey and education have been massive parts of my life. So that's the messaging I try to portray to players is while you're in the MJHL, you have an amazing opportunity at hand. You got to respect the opportunity and you got to make the most of it with the time that you have, because as we all know, junior hockey is almost the make or break level of hockey for players moving forward and looking for scholarships or going to CIS. But at the end of the day, that's not the path for every hockey player either, but we just want to make sure that education is a huge priority just as much as hockey is.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about the Fifth Line Foundation with the NHL, where you're going to commit more than $1.2 million making leading mental health awareness and suicide prevention program available to all junior A hockey players in Canada. How important is that for you?
Yeah, it's an amazing program. And, you know, from our league standpoint, we piloted it last year, the CMHA Talk Today program throughout our league. And this year, obviously, we've been going ahead with it as well. And just to be able to provide suicide awareness workshops, you know, just ending the stigma of mental health, and especially this year with everything going on, junior hockey players, it's already difficult. You know, there's a lot of stresses in their lives with the expectations of junior hockey, being away from home, you know, school, life away from hockey, and then you add the stresses of COVID-19. So this year, it's especially more important than ever, and we just want to make sure our players have access and the resources to identify if someone else, you know, looks like they may be having issues, to make sure that they're comfortable with reaching out to someone if they're going through a tough time. And there's also a call line that's available 24/7 and a mental health coach that's available to every team. And it's just, we want to ensure that players aren't dealing with things internally, and they always have an avenue to reach out and ask for help or just simply talk about things.
That's awesome, Kevin. Kevin, thanks a lot for this. I appreciate it. I know you guys are going through a rough time right now as a league. Good luck with it, and we'll see you on the other side of it.
Perfect. Thanks, Gino. All the best, and stay safe.
All right. That was Manitoba Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Surrett. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we go into the vault, where we look back at some of our favorite interviews throughout the first 29 years of our show. This week, we catch up with Thomas Chabot, just a few weeks before representing our nation at the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championship. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.